This is Podvocative.
Welcome to our season finale of... You're the one that wants to be a reality TV show star. I don't know how you start this.
Okay. Hello, everyone. We are here on our season finale of Podvocative. We're wrapping up season one, and this is kind of crazy. It's a crazy feeling that we put this together. It's a crazy feeling that we're going to have multiple seasons. I'm excited. I'm excited to do the finale for you. I'm excited for y'all to hear what's up in season two.
Awesome. So should we jump right into it?
Let's do it.
Yeah. So just to reflect back on the season and all the things we've learned, we asked the listeners and we asked our team members to put together a few reflective questions that we can kind of discuss here in this conversation today. So yeah, I'm excited to jump in. So the first one is, what was our most unexpected part of the season?
Okay, I can go first. This is a tough question, but I think for me, the most unexpected part of season one was, for me, how much I personally learned from these stories. I think I knew that I, you know, throughout this process was going to get to talk to amazing people, but I like find myself on a day-to-day basis, like thinking back to my guests and like what my guests said and kind of using them for inspiration when I'm dealing with something or struggling with something. And I guess I didn't really expect to be, it's kind of corny, but as inspired by the people we've met this season as I have been. And like, I know Sheethal and I will talk about it sometimes with each other. Like if we're going through something, she's like, remember what so-and-so said, like one of our guests. And I mean, it's amazing the impacts that our guests have had on our lives. So that's something I didn't expect.
That was such a beautiful answer. I love it. That was really sweet. I can't really top that.
So Sheethal, question for you. In what ways has season one changed you or changed your personal views, your personal perceptions?
This one is so hard. I would say, I always knew that everyone has a story and that's always been in the back of my mind, but it's really incredible how each person has something to share from their lived experiences and they have so much to teach you if you just take the chance and take the time to listen. So I think it's really opened my ears and my eyes up to looking for those in my daily life, not even just when we're doing recordings. And then another thing I think would be, it really opened up my eyes on some of the gaps that exist in society. I have the privilege of being a cis heterosexual female, and so I don't notice a lot of those, but talking to some of the guests here and interacting with some of the listeners, I really learned some of the ways that so many of the gaps exist where spaces aren't inclusive, and there's so much work to be done from each of us to fight for those places to be inclusive and for ourselves to make them inclusive as well. Definitely that's a way that my perception has changed.
I totally agree with you. I feel like there's so much that I didn't realize we could do better until I talk to people who are on the other side of it.
So what is the biggest challenge that you faced during the season?
Literally just like all of the editing. I feel like the editing, and back when Sheethal and I were a two-woman show, dealing with editing every episode, marketing every episode, coming up with all of the content and all of that was definitely a challenge in the beginning. Figuring out exactly what approach to take and what voice we wanted and doing all of the legwork. Now we have an amazing team, shout out to them, who help us with so much of it. But yeah, I think the challenging part was just in the beginning. But I mean, I loved it. I loved our little show. It was like our baby.
Yeah, I think I'd agree with you. I think the behind the scenes, like logistical parts of it were definitely some of the toughest. I think surprisingly finding the guests and doing the recordings, having the conversations was the easy part.
Mm-hmm.
Just getting the episode ready for listeners, I think was tough. And then, you know, working around, everyone's busy, so working around schedules and doing all that was tough. But I totally agree with you.
Yeah, we also, this is like back before we like were really in our groove with editing. So I feel like just like editing an episode took like a million hours.
We've gotten a lot faster. Pretty much.
Yeah. cool. Well, Sheethal, looking back on season one, would you have done anything differently?
Yes, absolutely. So I think I mean, there's several things that I would have done differently. One is I think I would research each topic much more thoroughly. I kind of naively went into this experience with, oh, I just want to learn whatever the guests have to teach us. But I think when you're talking to someone about a certain topic, any topic, you should be knowledgeable about where you're coming from, where they're coming from, you know, just to be sensitive. And I think we made sure that we could be sensitive throughout this whole experience and this whole journey. But still, I think there's steps that we could have taken, and it was a good learning experience. And then beyond that, I think I would have loved to have a team sooner. I don't know why Farhin and I were so adamant on doing so much of it ourselves when there's so many wonderful people that have found this so, as meaningful as we have to give back in this way, and then have so many strengths and so many talents. Yeah, those two things come to mind immediately.
Yeah, no, agreed. I don't know why we were like, this is ours and like we have to do this ourselves. I think we had like separation issues or like maybe delegation issues starting out. I definitely would have addressed that sooner.
On a lighter note, what was the funniest moment for you?
The funniest moment of season one. So Zarek and Michelle were actually the first people ever that we interviewed for the podcast, and we were very clueless at the time. We didn't know how to set things up. We didn't know what instructions to give people. So we just told them like, hey, let's hop on this call at this time. And Zarek hopped on and he was like outside, like biking with his friends, and was like literally like in a windstorm and was on a bike and was like, okay, I'm ready to record. And so we had to reschedule that, obviously, but that was our very first interview ever, and we were like ready to go. We didn't even have mics at that point, and we just kind of set up and we're like, okay, let's record. And then we call our guests, and one of them is like on a bike on some trail somewhere. So didn't go as planned, but yeah, one of our funnier moments with a guest, I would say.
Oh, this is what I was thinking of. Funniest moment. We had to do 3 practice recordings with 3 of our friends. And so one of my closest friends, Anuva, was our first one that we practiced with. And she very characteristically pretended to be a Bollywood celebrity. And we thought we could script a set of questions and then ask that to each guest. And we quickly learned that you can't do an interview that way.
No.
And so we were asking her all these questions that we like had kind of thought out for future guests. And it was just like all falling flat. It was just horrible and really funny now looking
back. It was horrible, but Anuva did such an amazing, like she was playing the part of a Bollywood actress, and she was so like, she was hilarious. Like I would have loved to hear that from a real actress. She was so funny. So that kind of actually is a perfect segue into our next question, which was, what was the most cringy moment? I think our practice interviews were wildly.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Cringy. We did another one with our good friend Tass. It was so bad. Like, it was very much like a job interview or something. Like, we would ask a question and she would answer it, and then we would ask another question. We didn't have an understanding of how we wanted to engage with the guest and how we wanted to act. But another cringy thing I'll say is when we first started, we didn't understand the exact like dynamics of recording. So when our guests were talking, we would like treat it like a conversation. If they would say something, we'd like respond with like, yeah, totally, uh-huh, like you would do in a conversation. And then when we listened to it in a recording, it sounded absolutely awful. If you ever go back and listen to like episode 1, you will probably hear a lot of that, and we apologize. It is so cringy.
And honestly, just anytime I have to like hear my voice, which I know like is so counterintuitive to having your own podcast, but if I have to listen to my own voice on any of the episodes, I cringe like so hard.
But I also think like what was super cringy was like our original ideas for this podcast, like our original like names that we were brainstorming. I won't even say them because they're quite embarrassing, but like our original ideas for like where we wanted this to go. I think we like originally wanted this to be like a career podcast or something. I don't know.
Okay, so moving forward, what was your most rewarding moment?
Oh, this is so corny, but every message of gratitude we've gotten, every message we've gotten where people share how Podvocative has impacted them, how they've shared it with their families, how it's created discussion that otherwise wouldn't have existed. That's the exact reason why we created it. The most rewarding thing has just been hearing from people how it's directly impacted their lives. Okay, this is what I get for recording during a Cowboys game.
That's so funny.
Okay, so yeah. I mean, I think messages from people that give us, like, especially the ones where people, like, very specifically talk about, you know, like, I shared this with my mom, or, you know, this gave me the courage to talk about this with my family.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I think those moments really make it special. I think specifically, some people have messaged us saying, you're part of my weekly routine and I look forward to listening to your podcast on Tuesdays or on Wednesdays, whenever it fits in for them. So I think those are really special. And then, Farhi and I agree with you when people say, it started a specific discussion or it brought to light something that people haven't thought about before. I think that is really meaningful.
So, Sheetal, how have listener questions or suggestions shaped our season or any of our interviews?
As time went on, we tried to involve the listeners more, and we didn't really know how to do that in the beginning, but we tried to include listener segments throughout some of the episodes. And so that was really cool to hear and to share in the episodes themselves, some of the listener answers. But listener suggestions, absolutely. Like, there have been so many great suggestions that people have sent us, our close friends, as well as people that listen. And we definitely have incorporated those as much as possible. And we have season 2 coming, and so we're still going to look back on that feedback and try to evolve. So I think that brings me to our last question, which is, what can the listeners expect from season 2?
Yes, from season 2, you can expect more incredible, inspiring, strong, and wonderful guests and hear more of their stories. They will still be Ismaili guests. We are still remaining within the Ismaili realm and focusing on Ismailis who have these incredible stories to tell. So you can expect more of that. And you should expect some, obviously, new perspectives, some new stories that we haven't heard before, and, you know, maybe follow-ups on old ones. We will do another series in season 2 that we're also very excited to bring to you, so stay tuned for that. And in the meantime, between season 1 and 2, we do have a special bonus episode with Nadia from India Matchmaking that won't be part of either season, but that'll be some bonus content that you can look forward to until season 2 is released. So now we're going to move into our traditional rapid fire, except it's going to look a little bit different today. So Sheetal and I are going to answer rapid fire questions, and because we are so familiar with the questions that we wrote this season, we're not going to be answering the same ones, just to make it fair. So we actually have two of our wonderful, incredible content team members that are going to ask us rapid fire questions that we have never heard before. So I will let them introduce themselves before we dive in.
Thank you, Farheen. So I'm Tasneem. I'm based in Dallas and I'm part of the content team. And we are excited that we get a chance today to reverse the table and ask you guys some questions.
Yeah, I'm Sephora. I am based in Houston, Texas, also part of the content team and work on community. So yeah, like you said, we wanted to mix it up and throw you guys off.
I'm nervous. Now I see why the guests have sweats when this happens.
You know the drill, 90 seconds each. So go ahead and start that timer, and then Tasneem, you can go and ask some of the questions.
Your dream travel destination?
East Asia.
South Africa.
What's your favorite app on your phone?
Twitter.
Do you prefer talking over the phone or texting?
Talking.
What's your favorite ice cream flavor?
Mint chocolate chip.
Cookie dough.
One item you have on you at all times?
My phone.
What's the best piece of advice you've received?
Don't worry about things you can't control.
Don't care what other people think.
Biggest pet peeve?
Oh, I don't know. When people ask me my biggest pet peeve.
When people eat with their mouth open.
If you could teach one subject, what would it be?
English.
Calculus.
Calculus? Early bird or night owl?
Night owl.
Night owl.
Milk first or cereal first?
Cereal, 1,000%.
Cereal.
What song is your anthem?
Oh my God. Good as Hell by Lizzo.
Beautiful. Scars to Your Beautiful.
Favorite childhood TV show?
Dragon Tales.
High Five. It was an Australian show.
Oh my God, you and Farheen both in like a minute.
These
and
were so good. This is so.
They fun. Were so good. The questions were so well. Good.
You guys succeeded so well.
And with that, we're wrapping up season one. We are so thankful that you tuned in every week, and we hope that you learned something. We hope that you resonated and related to the guests. And a huge thank you and a huge shout out to every single guest that came on here, poured their hearts out, candidly shared their life stories with us. And lastly, thank you to our team who share their talents, share their time. We're so thankful for your dedication and for all that you do. We're really excited and looking forward to season two. We're officially signing out.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.